Scientific balloon launches are commonplace in Palestine, Texas. It's home to NASA's Columbia Scientific Balloon Facility. Universities across Louisiana collaborate on scientific balloon experiments and launch their payloads in Palestine. The latest launch came last month. Greg Guzik is an LSU physics professor and heads up the statewide student program.
These payloads can be weighing up to 6,000 pounds, and the balloons, once they are fully inflated at altitude of 120,000 feet, they could fill a reasonably large football stadium like Tiger Stadium here at LSU.
These balloons soar to the edge of space to gather data. Guzik says building the scientific balloons gives undergraduate students hands-on experience in electronics, programming, and project management. And when the balloons come down, he says, they don't make much of a disturbance.
One of the advantages of launching in Palestine, Texas, in addition to being a NASA site and a fun place to go and a good place to work, is that the population density is very low. So we have never come down on somebody's house.
Guzik is currently waiting for optimal weather conditions in Palestine to further his own research in high-energy astrophysics. His payload will gather data on gamma rays that may be emitted from lightning storms. He's been waiting 3 months for a line of intense thunderstorms in Palestine. He says as soon as he can gather that data, he'll be able to publish papers on the topic.